With me today is Tim Frey from Ignite Dispensary and Cigar here in Hayward, and you also have several locations throughout the state. Tell us a little bit about what is CBD and the characteristics of CBD and why people are using it so much.
Well, first off, thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, CBD is a cannabinoid that is inside of the hemp plant. So, you know, a lot of people get the confusion between hemp and marijuana. So
yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
So both hemp and marijuana are technically cannabis.
Okay.
So, but then you've got the two different varieties. So you've got marijuana that is high in what's called Delta 9 THC, which is the psychoactive chemical on the DEA's banned substance list.
Okay.
And nowadays is pretty low in CBD, actually.
Huh.
Compared to the old days. Hemp, on the other hand, is high in CBD but low in THC. So people that want the medicinal properties of the cannabis plant without that psychoactive effect, hemp is where it's at.
Yeah.
Because there can be up to 113 different cannabinoids in that cannabis plant.
Oh, my goodness.
And CBD is just one of them, and we're learning about new ones every single day. So, you know, the best way to describe CBD, it's a natural plant-based anti-inflammatory dietary supplement.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like, well, where did this come from? You know, this, that, or the other, is this new? Well, you know, prior to the 1937 Tax Act, you know, hemp was actually grown and fed to cattle, and then we would eat the cattle. So CBD has been in was in our system prior to that and has now been, since been removed from our food supply. So now as we're doing is adding that back in there, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer properties, things like that, people with chronic pain. You know, it's an amazing plant, and it's truly saved my life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I, you know, want to let the listeners know I use CBD myself because of two things. I have neuropathy in my feet, and it helps with that. And it just, the calming effect of it isn't like it's going to put me to sleep and, you know, make me dumb for the rest of the day, but it really does help with anxiety or preventing anxiety in my life. And my life is, you know, things get stressful. But anyways, a lot of people are afraid of it because they think, well, geez, yeah, it's the sister plant to marijuana. And they just think, oh, I'm going to get high from this. And it's like,
No,
it's pretty difficult. You'd have to take a lot of CBD product, you know, drink. I get the bottles of
the
oil.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you have to drink a lot of bottles to,
You'll never even feel it. You know, when you're touching on that too, you know, like at our store, we pride ourselves on, you know, third party lab testing to make sure that we don't have anything with any heavy metals or pesticides in them.
Right.
We're learning, you know, we pride ourselves on our education to being able to educate people. So like there's full spectrum that has that little bit of Delta 9 in it.
Yeah.
There's what's called broad spectrum that has all the other cannabinoids, but we strip out the deltas completely. So people that are like union boys that we might get random drug tested, truck drivers, it won't show up on a drug test because we've removed that delta. So anybody that is afraid of that 0.3 Delta 9 THC,
right,
like marijuana can have 20-30% Delta 9. Hemp, on the other hand, is 0.3. And then there's isolate-based products, which is just pure CBD only.
That's so. I mean, you have to be a chemist to understand all this stuff. I mean, how do you?
I mean, you know, we've been in the business since 2017, once the 2018 Farm Bill came into play. But again, we're learning things every single day. The biggest things I'm going to stress about CBD is it's not a one size fits all.
Yeah.
Somebody like my mom, on the other hand, who doesn't use cannabis on a regular basis, full spectrum helps her sleep. Somebody that does use cannabis, little bit of Delta 9 is not going to help them sleep. But what I'm getting at is, like, back in the day, if you might have tried, the biggest thing I'm going to tell your listeners right now, if you've tried CBD in the past, give it another shot because we've learned so much more.
Yeah.
A couple things.
Right.
You know, number one, you know, I hear these old timers, oh, that stuff's snake oil or whatever.
Right.
Well, where'd
yeah.
you get it from? Well, you got it from the gas station. Well, most of that stuff in gas stations is coming from China. China uses hemp as a cover crop.
Okay.
And if hemp can absorb four times the carbon dioxide of a tree, you're probably putting cancer into your body. Okay. The second biggest thing I will tell you is that it can take anywhere from 30 to 60 days to fully build up in your system. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I tried it for a couple of days. It didn't do anything. It doesn't work like that. Right. Okay. You know, once your body get, once you build that CBD up in your system, then you just have to maintain it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's when you're going to start to, you'll start to feel benefits 10, 20, 30 days in, things like that. But you got to give it the, what I call the good college try.
Yeah.
So like at Ignite, you know, somebody like me, I'm on like 1,000 milligram or 33 milligrams a day. Like that's my deal, yeah. Right? Back in the day, I would have started myself out on a 500 milligram tincture and it just wasn't strong enough. Okay. So like at Ignite, we have a new CBD discount. So somebody that comes in that's never tried it, for me, I would bump myself up to a 2,500 milligram tincture for 2 months. And then I would drop down to the 1,000 milligram tincture. So at Ignite, we have, you get 20% off your first bottle because we're going to bump your milligram strength up.
Okay.
And we're going to give you the second bottle for free.
Wow.
That way I know you've given it the good college try. And I promise you that you're going to feel some sort of benefit from this. You want to think of CBD as like your vitamin. You know, you want to be taking, most people should be taking it daily, you know, a little bit or whatever. The best way to get CBD into your system is going to be through inhalation, but a lot of people don't want to smoke, which is fine.
Yep.
Then it's going to be tinctures. You know, like everybody's like, well, I want gummies or beverages. And I'm like, that's totally fine. But just to get you started off with, do a tincture regimen, because that's going to be the quickest, most cost-effective way to build it up in your system.
Better concentration than being better diluted. Better concentration.
Yep. And then after 2 months, yeah, you want to start to eating gummies a day or drink a CBD beverage or something like that. I'm totally fine with that. You know, tinctures is where it's at because you take it and you put it under your tongue or take it sublingually and you hold it underneath your tongue so it absorbs into your bloodstream.
We'll come back and we'll talk about deltas and what those are and how they're beneficial as well. So hold on a minute.